Hey there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and sorry we're a little late this evening, but we had a little bit of technical difficulty. If you hear some wonderful sounds in the background, that's the ocean. And I want to tell you that's there to help us soothe ourselves into a wonderful program. If you like it, email me. If you don't like it, email me. I want to hear what you know, and I want to hear what you like. So my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. I've got some interesting things to talk to you about tonight. We're going to talk about purpose, soul purpose. But before I do that, I want to tell you about next week's program because I'm real excited about it. A very dear friend of mine named Wes Hamilton, who is an extraordinarily talented and gifted numerologist, is going to be on the show with us. He's going to be on the show with us for a whole hour. And he's going to be taking your questions. He's going to tell us what the numbers mean for the next year. He's going to give us some insight into the numbers of our new president, of our country, and even of you. So if you're interested in having your numbers done, what I will need from you is for you to email me your birth name, your current legal name, and your birth date, time, and place. And he will, and time permitting, we'll get as many done as we can. We will go from there. So I'm very excited about having Wes on the show. And I'm very excited about helping you understand more about what your numbers mean in this wonderful new 2009. And one of the things I want to just make a comment on, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Wes next week about, is, you know, 2009 is an 11 year. It's a master number, and we're going to learn about master numbers and what those numbers mean. And the way I got that number was I added the 2 plus the 9 equals an 11. And so I want to hear from him what that means for us as a country, as a world, as a planet. And we want to, again, we're going to do some individual folks. So, again, if you're interested in having your numbers done, and we will maintain your privacy. We'll only call you by your first name. But you'll want to email me that information at info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, your privacy will be maintained. We'll only refer to you as your first name. So, we are going to, okay, so I have one email that says the water is too loud and they can't hear me. Thank you very much. So Don, if you're listening, can you please cut the water down because I guess they can't hear me. Okay? So hopefully you can cut the water down. Hey Don. Okay. Okay, so if the water is still too loud, please email me some more. And hopefully we will, cut that down. Okay, so again I'm going to say Wes Hamilton, numerologist. And I will be talking about that later on the show as well. So hopefully the water is now a little softer. And again, if it isn't, please email me because I got that from you, and I appreciate that. There are LY_M. So thank you very much. Okay, so let's talk about soul purpose right now. And I would love to hear from you. Let's talk. You know, if you give me a call. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. And if you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. Or if you just want to call direct, if you're out of the country, at 101 is our country code, and it's direct is 530-876-3222. Okay. So, you know, in preparing for this program tonight, As I always do, as you know, I open the records. And for those people who are interested in what are the records, what are the Akashic records, because that's what this program is all about. It's all about the Akashic records and how the records can help you and what they can do for you. And, in fact, we're going to be talking about how the Akashic records work with numerology next Sunday, when we talk to Wes. But this program is a service to you because the Akashic records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. Now what's happening here is that everything that has ever lived or is living now has a vibration and frequency, and that is held in the Akashic records. And we can draw on that information to help ourselves in this life. We can draw on the information of what our soul's intention was for this lifetime. And what's important to understand about your soul's intention is that you don't necessarily, it's not written in stone what the actual events are so much, it's more about what the experience is. And so we're going to be talking tonight about soul purpose as you're preparing for the new year. I mean, after all, we're coming into a brand new year, but, you know, every day is really a clean slate. You know, we can recreate ourselves moment by moment. We don't really have to wait for a new year. We don't have to wait for a new day. I mean, if you decide in the middle of the day that you want to create a new you, you certainly can do that. You don't have to wait for another moment other than the moment that's at hand right now. Because everything is a past, if it was a minute away or if it's been 10 years away. So the present moment is what we're working with. So in preparation for this program, the record keepers have given you some questions that you would want to consider. So I want to... Oh, I've got another email, Don, to cut the water down by half because people are still saying the water is too loud. So if you're hearing me, hello, Don, can you just let me know that you heard me? Because maybe we could just... Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I've never had an Akashic reading, and I was just wondering if you could let me know what it's like.
Well, sure I can. In order to do an Akashic consultation, Akashic record consultation, what I need is your current legal name. You don't have to give that to me on the air right now, but I want to explain it to you because maybe you can email it to me.
Okay.
And we need your current legal name. The consultations are based 100% on your questions. So what you would do is you would develop questions, and again, if you go up to the information on the BBS radio, the show information,
mm-hmm.
You will see there's a lot of information there about the Akashic Records and my work on the Akashic Records, and if you scroll down on that information, you will see that there are sample phraseologies, because the idea of an Akashic Record consultation is not so much about what's going to happen tomorrow, so much as what action steps can I take today that will create my tomorrow.
Okay.
And so if you have specific questions about your life, it's really less psychic and more here and now, and it's more about who you truly are and what your life's purpose is and why certain things have happened in your life.
Okay, so should I email you all my information and then call back? Or?
Yeah. You can do that. But what's your first name?
Trish.
Trish. Where are you calling from, Trish?
Rhode Island.
Okay. And what kinds of information? I have a sense that I might be even able to help you now, but what were the questions you wanted to ask?
I'm curious about soul's purpose, in particular with relationships.
Okay, great. Yes. Email me your information. Call me back. We only have one line, but call me right back, and we're going to be talking about soul's purpose and relationships, etc., tonight on the show.
Great. Okay. Thank
you. Okay, so email that information to me, and then I look forward to talking with you. Is the water still too loud?
No.
Okay, it's better.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so if you do that, that'd be great, and you have my email address?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so I look forward to working with you tonight. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, so folks, that was Trish, and I hope you all heard that, because that's what we want to do. And it was like, if you would like some information or to talk to me around about Akashic Records or your personal Akashic Records, I have Cynthia just emailed me. Now, I'm not sure if she wants something for next week or this week. So I'm going to assume that because there's no question here, she is interested in a numerology information for next week. So if you want numerology for next week, let's just put that in the subject line so I know the difference between this week and next week. We'll get this together. This is so much fun. You guys are so great. I love your responses. Okay, so we're going to hold off on Cynthia and for next week. There you go. So Cynthia, be sure to tune in. And so here's some questions until I get some folks calling in. Thanks, JoJo, for your feedback there. I want to talk to you about some questions I'd like you to consider, and then please feel free to call in now with questions. And if you email me your information, or if you have a general question about how things work, like how things work in life, or why certain things happen on the planet. That I don't need your current legal name for, by the way. I just need, we can just have a conversation, because JoJo has called in, but he also emailed me his other information, so I already had his information with me. So let's talk about, here are some questions that the record keepers would like you to consider, okay? Let's talk about a career concept as well as a life concept, okay? So the first question here is, who am I? And then when you're asking yourself the question, who am I, you want to write down all the things that you can think of if you were to describe yourself to others. And just do a free form consciousness type thing. Just a free form, let me get the right words. Like, who am I? I'm a mother, I'm an Akashic Record consultant teacher, I'm a woman. And what the idea is to write down all the different things that you would describe yourself as. And as you're writing these different descriptions of yourself, and again, they can be one or two words, it doesn't have to be elaborate, I want you to just move into seeing what each one of those feel like. Where does the feeling in your body come from? When you use words to describe yourself, does it feel good? Does it feel tense? Do you have joy? Are there feelings of frustration? So what you want to do is make a list of the way you would describe yourself to others. So that's what you want to do with who am I. And then you want to make another list of what do I truly love to do. And I want you to be very specific. Not just, I love to help people. That is too broad and it doesn't tell us anything. What we want you to do is we want you to write what you want to do that helps people. What do you love to do that helps people? Not, I like to make them laugh or I like to make them feel good. No. What action do you like to do that would help people? So you want to make a list of the things that you truly love to do. And I'll be with you in a minute, caller. And then I want you to think back. So that you've got two lists going now. And then the third list, I want you to make, I want you to think back on your life to when you felt the most fulfilled, the most complete, and the most in service to yourself and others. So that's what I would like you to do, okay? All right, so, that's where I am, and we'll continue on with that after we talk to this lovely person who is on the phone right now. Who is on the phone right now?
Hi, it's Trish. I just sent you my information.
And you sent it to info@akashicwisdom.com?
Right.
And you did, huh? Okay, what's your first name? Trish?
Right.
It didn't come through. Wait just a minute here. What's the first part of your email?
PM.
Oh, it didn't come through. Can you email me at the same time we're talking?
Yes.
Okay, so it's... All right, so because I have something from a KJ and a Wisdom and a Cynthia, but I don't have anything from you.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what I need to have that. Anyway, so because we're going to be talking about relationships, which is something that you wanted to talk about.
Right.
And so I'm going to wait. I'm going to refresh here and see what's going on. Akashic Wisdom. info@akashicwisdom.com, right?
Yep.
Okay. For whatever reason, I don't have it. So I'll... Okay, so let's just kind of... Oh, here it is. It's off.
Okay.
It's in within my bulk mail. So you want... Okay, got it. Okay, great. Okay, so, all right, Trish, so what is your question?
I was curious about soul's purpose with relationships.
Relationships as far as...
overall, both personal and romantic.
Right, so we want to understand what was the soul's purpose in all relationships. Okay, so now, what's going on here, the theme here seems to be that there's a strong boundary theme here. And there's also a strong aspect that what's important for you is to really define what it means for you to feel cherished. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Do you understand what it means to feel cherished?
Yes.
Do you feel cherished in your relationship?
Some I do, some I don't.
So the question is so broad that you need to narrow it down. So when you're asking about what is your soul's purpose in relationships, it's about learning about boundaries. That's a broad question. But are you curious about the good things, or are you curious about how to make the other relationships better?
The latter.
How to make the other relationships better, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the question that the record keepers have coming to you, and this is actually a part of the list that we were talking about earlier that the record keepers came forward with. So it's a perfect way that we can talk to you about this. Is they want to know is in the relationships that are not wonderful, what part are you not content with?
The communication.
So you feel that you're not heard or seen, is that correct?
Correct.
And has this been since the beginning, that same situation, or is it recent?
Recent.
So the relationship has actually shifted to where you feel unheard, is that correct?
Yes.
And so what you're really asking is about, the whole idea of Akashic Records and the work with the Akashic Records is the more specific the question, the better the answer.
Okay.
And so the record keepers will work with you to really narrow down to what they'll really drill down with you to find out what the actual question is. So the question here has to do more with, let me wait for a minute here. Because I don't interpret anything. I wait for the information to come forward. So anybody wonders why there's some silence here is because what I'm doing is waiting for the record keepers to move into, well, actually give me the information. But I'm not using my own words. I'm repeating exactly what I hear. So I repeat exactly what I hear, see, or sometimes feel, because it's your stuff, not mine.
Right.
But the issue with this relationship without... with being as general as possible and not identifying you has more to do with you being put on the defensive here. Do you understand what that means?
I mean, I understand what it means. I'm not sure how I correlate it with this relationship.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So when I say, does that make sense to you? It's not do you understand the words, but can you identify with what's going on in this relationship? What's happening here is again, without the name of this person, you know, this work is very integrity based. So it's not like a psychic reading where a psychic will read the peripheral information around you. This is really more soul information. And the soul information that I'm receiving here has to do with the relationship that you're concerned about here right now has more to do with being the other person going through some type of an emotional situation and that you can't reach them.
That's exactly right.
And so because you can't reach them, you're taking it personally. And that's what makes you feel unheard and unseen. It's like helpless.
Right.
Okay. And so the issue here has more to do with you actually moving out of the way and allowing the other person their space. There's a sense here that the other person somehow feels controlled, and I don't know what that means, or doesn't want to feel controlled.
Right.
And and so what would be helpful for you is to have a conversation of support rather than advice giving. Does that make sense?
A little.
Yeah,
it's at the point now where it's more antagonistic.
What's antagonistic?
The relationship.
And so why are you still in it?
Well, this is just something recent, so I don't want to judge the whole thing by one event.
Okay, so here's what the recommendation is. The recommendation is that you get real clear about what you want from this relationship. You get very clear about it. And you get clear about how you want your life to look and feel. And then what has to happen is you need to, and this is not about a demand, and it's not about trying to change anybody. That's not what this is about. But this has to do with your needs being met. And you have to find out if this particular person is willing to participate that way.
So your initial, I guess I'm confused, Lily. Your initial comment was back off and give space. And now I can't understand if this is something that I should bring up or wait 3 months.
Well, the whole idea is if, in fact, this relationship, okay, is something that is new, and this is what you want to understand what's going on. Communication is always important from the very beginning of a relationship. When you begin assuming in any relationship without being straight about what's important to you, yeah, the assumptions always get out of control rather than cleared up in the beginning. So to give this person space, and at the same time expressing what you want, those two things can be done at the same time. You're not asking this person to change. You just need to let this person know what's important to you. At the same time, you're backing off and not demanding anything.
Right.
So it really is the same answer. They're both valid. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Because the idea here is if this person, in fact, is feeling pushed up against it or feeling challenged, and that's not your intention, then it would be very important for you to clear that up. Correct?
Right, but I guess I'm still stuck in the part about the emotional issues that I can't resolve.
Well, you know, the thing is that I can't be as open with you like this on the air.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because I don't have, because that's going to violate your privacy, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
You know, so why don't you take what we've just talked about, and if you need to talk to me privately, call me on my private number, and which you can do, and let's talk privately to see how I can help you.
Okay, great, thank you.
All right, and if my private number is for your own information is 216 691 1233, and I'll be available tomorrow.
Okay.
Or just leave a message. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Okay. Bye bye. And so I think hopefully that discourse helped all of you. That's part of soul's intention for relationships. The relationships that you have in your life, the questions the record keepers have come up with for you are the following. Number one, are you happy? Yeah, I hope you're writing these down. Are you happy? Do you feel cherished? And do you feel content? Okay. And here's the deal. It's about really defining the difference between contentment and settling. Now, just as a comment, I just received another email saying that the ocean stuff is distracting. So, Don, if you're listening, could you cut the ocean stuff for right now and see what happens? Great. Okay, so thank you. What I want to say is here's this list of questions. Okay. Again, I'm going to say it. This is about relationships. Are you happy? Do you feel cherished? Are you content? And the definition of contentment means quietly happy, peaceful, feeling secure and loved. That's what contentment is. Contentment isn't boring. Contentment means, again, I'm going to repeat the definition. Contentment means quietly happy, peaceful, feeling secure and loved. And in thinking about this, the record keepers would also like you to notice how peaceful you feel in your relationship. How does that make you feel? Again, with the contentment and the feeling peaceful. And just a second, caller, I just got a couple more of these to give people. And then how does love and appreciation, how is that expressed in your relationship? And what is your definition of being loved and appreciated? And what is your partner's definition of being loved and appreciated? Those two things are very important, and hopefully they're the same. If they're not, you need to really look at what that definition is and where the discrepancy is between the two definitions. So again, what is your definition of being acknowledged? What is your partner's definition of being acknowledged? What is your definition of being loved and appreciated? And what is your partner's definition of being loved and appreciated? So those are some of those questions that I would love to have you involved with. Okay, now I can talk to you, caller. Hello.
Hi,
and who is this?
This is Kristen, and I just sent you an email just now.
Okay. All right. So can I read it out loud?
Sure. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to ask you, is your last name a part of your email address?
Yes. My last name is part of my email address,
okay.
And it starts with K. My first name starts with K.
I got that part. And your last name starts with an A.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. All right. So the question is I have repeated patterns in relationships where there is love between my partner and I, but where they aren't a good overall match for me. I would love to shift this pattern so that I can be with a life partner that would really be a good match for me. That's a great question, Kristen. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of people out there that are going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not alone. I'm sure you've talked with enough girlfriends to know that, gosh, that it seems to be the thing, you know? There are areas of life where we're a perfect match for our partners, and some things it's just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you just for a moment, though, to think about your life in general. So if you were to think about, so that what I'm hearing is there's certain patterns in your relationships that are totally parallel with the way you live your life. So, so for example, you may really be good at your job, but you're not so hot with money.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's actually spot on.
I know.
I'm okay.
No, I'm saying
okay
that's what they told me about you.
That.
So
that's okay.
I'm just, what I'm trying to say is, it's like, you got a good thing to do with the job, but money is, it's hard for you to manage.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happens with, what they're saying is emotions and time.
Emotions and time?
Yeah. Mm. Like, there are times where you get overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
by emotions, and sometimes you get overwhelmed by lack of time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you understand that? Can you place that in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, don't say yes if that's not true, by the way.
It is absolutely true.
Okay. That's another thing, folks. If you're listening and I talk to you, you don't have to be nice to me, okay? When I say, does that make sense, it's not, again, do you understand the words, it's how, can you place it in your life? So the issue here's what's important for you to understand. If you drill down to those areas that you're having an issue with regarding relationships, It has more to do with what you are willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept. But it starts with what you're willing to accept from you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what that means?
It's kind of a blind spot for me, that one.
Okay, good. That's important for you to share that with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go a little deeper on that. What they're talking about here is that you have to be able to understand what your personal expectations are for you. And when you feel confident that you can handle the expectations you have with yourself, then you're much more able to be able to express your expectations to a partner, or at the same time, not hold on waiting for that person to change.
Mm-hmm.
See, so the pattern is, there's a pattern here that says that you hold on waiting for this person to change to match you where you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a doozy.
Yeah, and so the idea is it's like what Trish was talking about just a minute ago. You know, she's not sure whether she should give the guy or this person space, or if she should, you know, say something because it's a new thing. But with you, it's really similar.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, and I just want to make a comment. The reason I'm able to answer your question a little easier than I was able to answer hers is because she was putting the issue on somebody else who I didn't have permission to open their records. You're asking specifically only about you, not involving anybody else in this particular situation. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. So what'd you
I
say?
Have work to do.
What?
Yep, I know. It's my life, my work to do, so, yeah.
Well, yeah, see, the whole idea of your purpose here in relationships is having a real clear cut. Again, they're going back to what do you want in your life and what don't you want in your life? What are your expectations for yourself? In other words, the question you need to answer is, where are you letting you down?
Right, yeah. And so, So if I feel like my partner's letting me down in that area, then that's actually an area that they're showing me that I'm letting me down in.
Correct.
Okay, so they're helping.
Yeah, well, because what happens is the partner becomes a mirror for the areas that you need to be able to work with within yourself.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so what will happen is as soon as you strengthen those areas, one of two things will happen. The partner will literally shift, and you're not going to be sure why, or the partner won't be there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, because that'll be something
that you don't need them to show you anymore.
Right.
And so, but it has to do with how much are you willing to love yourself enough to be able to move into that strength.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in an area of communication or in an area of intimacy or in an area of consideration or in an area of passion, you really have to be looking at yourself to what are your true needs in those areas. So let's talk about nurturing for a minute. They want to talk about nurturing with you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the question that you, and I'm hearing that this is a really important question for everybody out there, is how do you define nurturing yourself? That's a real question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think.
I'm writing it down.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're writing it down. Okay, good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, what's the first thing that comes to your mind without editing? If you were to describe to someone how does a person nurture themselves, what's the first thing you would tell them to do?
Well, the first idea that came to mind of something that I do is I take essential oil baths and salt baths and, you know.
And when you do that, what do you tell yourself when you're doing it?
I rush myself a lot with a lot of things these days.
Son of a gun. Even the oil baths and the essential stuff?
Well, I've been feeling like there's too much to do and not enough time recently. So kind of in a cycle where it just is that way all the time, whether it's true or not. So
it has to do with the story you're telling yourself.
Right.
So you may want to look at what stories am I telling myself and what is my truth.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're really persistent, and it's, you know, I can kind of look at that, and yet they just keep cycling anyway, and I'm not sure what to do with them, stories.
You may want to decide which stories are true and which are not. And then what the recommendation is that it's really about what is your true commitment to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the commitment to yourself will be in direct relationship to the commitment you have with other people, for their commitment to you.
Mm-hmm.
That may or may not make you happy.
No, you know, I mean, I've been aware that, and heard this. It's a little bit of a blind spot to see where I'm letting myself down, you know, other than, I think, just saying, okay, what do I really want to do, and can I follow through on that, you know, for myself?
Well, but see, the other piece is that when you have, and this is not just for you, but everybody who's listening, when you're in the middle of a situation with another person, and they're not fulfilling you the way you want them to, the reality is you're expecting them to make you feel whole rather than feeling whole first.
Mm-hmm.
And a person cannot fill you up. They can only support you.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look for someone else, quote-unquote, to make us happy, It's really too much of a responsibility we're giving them.
Okay.
It's not their job to make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's not your job to make the other person happy.
Yeah, when I've tried that, it's never worked.
Right. Exactly.
So, right, it won't work either way.
And yeah. So notice that when you put that responsibility on someone else, it becomes too much, and then they feel suffocated, and then they shut down, and so consequently they're not complete for you either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So, okay. I've just been working on a lot of personal healing work, and apparently there's some gaps still there, you know, that I'm... And so it doesn't entirely, you know, I thought I was looking at relationships to share and have fun and enjoy that sharing, and that's what I really wanted, but, yeah, I'm seeing that there are some gaps in there that I'm still working on.
Well, see, the thing is again... Please understand that you have a tendency to be very hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're hard on yourself and you notice what's wrong with you, in order to fix it, you come from a place of lack.
Mm-hmm.
So the recommendation is, instead of coming from a place of lack, come from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you know anything about Gary Craig's EFT stuff, the tapping stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that stuff, but what I do know is, I mean, I don't know how to do it necessarily. I've heard about
mm-hmm.
it, and I know that people have great success with it. But one of the statements I love that they use is, even though, and they'll mention what's wrong with them, I totally love and accept myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the idea of using that statement, even by itself, without tapping anything, can be very powerful to the subconscious.
Yeah.
Because the part you have to wake up with is, and this is, again, for everyone, and you're a wonderful catalyst for this, thank you very much,
uh-huh.
is the idea is that when we wake up in the morning, the first two statements that we really should consider using in the morning, before we even get out of bed, as we're just coming out of that sleep, is, I love you, and thank you, God. Or whatever deity you use. Thank you, Spirit, Universe, George,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. You know what I mean? The idea is, it's a thank you to a higher power. But first you have to say, I love you, and I like you. I like me as a person. I love me.
Mm-hmm.
Really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
And then say
mm-hmm.
thank you. And the idea is the more you can say I like you and mean it for yourself, the better off you are during the day. I like me. I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that it sounds real hokey, but it really works.
Right. I think that it makes sense too, because, you know, if you start doing self-improvement and going, oh gosh, you know, you want to make sure that you're balancing out what you're wanting to work on with what you already do wonderfully, and tell yourself, yeah, like you, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can see that, where I can say, so cool, gosh, I had this thing happen, or I didn't like this about what happened, but what about all these great things that I did?
Right. And so,
you know,
the idea
today,
is,
all day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and probably 90% of the day was great things.
So that's it. And so
it's really about
making clear about what you're proud of.
Uh-huh.
And what makes you happy. And the idea is that at the end of the day, it's really about listing the things that made you happy that day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And even if you had nothing to do with bringing them to you, you had everything to do to bringing them to you.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, let's say you noticed a beautiful sunset.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right, yeah.
You say, well, I didn't do that, but, oh, yes, you did. What you did is you noticed it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all of this stuff, it all interweaves and plays with relationships, because the most important relationship we can possibly have is with ourselves.
Okay.
And then once we have that relationship with ourselves, then we notice that the people who come into our lives honor and respect us the way we honor and respect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I've been, I can see that. Focusing too much on what I want to change instead of focusing, and then it's being exactly mirrored back to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, maybe you should try this one. Maybe you should try that, and very little appreciation.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, actually, I think I got it. So.
Okay, good.
Well, you know, you can hear things, and they, it's kind of like in one ear and out the other, but I think I got it. At least the part of it took hold, and I've got some notes to be really nice to myself and tell myself how much I appreciate myself.
Right, right. And, you know, I've actually started taking going through every organ in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And really saying thank you before I go to sleep at night.
Oh, uh-huh.
And because every organ in my body and every joint, there was like, and you know, the idea of who I am, it's like, it's such a gift. It's such a gift to be on this planet at this point in time. It's such a gift to have a body. And I mean, we can be out in spirit. And we can be, not that being in spirit isn't a wonderful thing. But, you know, there's just nothing like having good old density to get us back to reality. At least the reality of this planet, anyway. You know?
There's a reason for materializing, right?
Say again?
Oh, there's a reason for materializing, right? I mean,
right.
Otherwise,
words, like, if we're here, if we're in body, we might as well appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can always get out of body.
Right.
We can always go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not talking about suicide now. I mean, people can literally decide that they don't want to be here anymore, lay down and go to the other side. You know, it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, and you have to think, you have to understand that there's, if you ascribe to the fact that there is no death, so that's fine. So the idea here is, if in fact we have chosen to be in this physicality, then it is a really important as a being. To move into gratefulness for what we are receiving in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that present moment is thanking our, and for me, it's about really thanking every part of me and being in that space of gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't hurt to do it during the day either, you know.
Right, right.
I mean, there are fragrance. Like, I love the smell of coffee. Do you like the smell of coffee?
I do.
I do too. I can't drink it, but I love the smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, there's just so many things. I love babies, you know, and pretty flowers. So, I mean, there's so many things that we can look around us that can fill us with bliss if we only allow it. And that bliss will move to gratefulness, and the gratefulness will move to peacefulness. And when we feel peace, we move into a different space and a different alignment that if we stay in that alignment of peace long enough, we will not allow ourselves to get into a non-peaceful place. So eventually, anyone that comes in our frequency or vibration that's not peaceful, we will eliminate that need for that person, because they will not be in alignment with our purpose of peacefulness.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the awareness of what in our life is not peaceful. What's out of balance?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go from there, choosing to make different choices. Not from fear or lack, but from the point of, I choose to be peaceful, and in choosing to be peaceful, this works, and I need to eliminate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm letting it drift in, because some of it, peacefulness is a little bit of a new concept, at least recently. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people have a hard time figuring out how to be peaceful and productive at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, you can just walk around peacefully all the time, but no.
I'm sorry to catch that.
Oh, no. You can still be peaceful and active at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be, you don't have to be in a trance to be peaceful.
Right. That might get boring. Peace doesn't have to be boring.
No, you don't have to be boring either. Right. It goes back to the idea of what is contentment, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope this has been helpful.
Yeah, I think so. I had been in the practice of doing some of that more a while ago, and I had noticed that it was working well, and I just kind of forgot for a while. But so, yeah, I'll go back to the assignment then.
Well, good.
So.
Good.
Yeah, okay, it's a good assignment, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you have a good week.
Okay, you too.
And
thanks.
Listen, next week we're going to have our numerologist on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. So I want to remind everyone before we go, Wes Hamilton will be here. He is a wonderful numerologist. If you want your numbers done, I need your current legal name, I need your birth name, your current legal name, your birthday, day, date, time, and location. And time permitting, we will do your numbers by only using your first name. And I have already, I'm starting to get some, so if you want to be one of the first ones in line, now's the time to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So be sure and listen in. We're going to talk about the numbers for the new year. And just to finish up, I know we started late, so just to finish up with the questions that you have for yourself for this coming year. We ended up with think back on your life to where you felt the most fulfilled, the most complete, and the most in service to yourself and others. And when you think back to that time, I want you to notice what it felt like in your body, and then that's your barometer to go forward. If you've never felt that before, I want you to imagine what it would feel like. And last but not least, you've got to also look at how your life is out of balance, and then love the parts that are in balance and love the parts that are out of balance, and ask those parts that are out of balance what they need from you, and journal it out so you have action steps. And finally, if your finances are out of control, don't come from a fear, come from choice. Choice is what action steps come from. There was choice. Is what action steps can I take to make more money? So in other words, like if you don't have enough money, ask spirit, what can I do to make more money? What can I do to bring more money into my life? How can I claim what's rightly mine? And I know it's time for me to go. I love you guys so much. This has been a great time for me. I hope you found benefit. And thank you so much for those people who have emailed me their numbers, and I'm looking forward to more. We've got wonderful questions for Wes coming in. Please be sure to email me your questions. And if you want to talk to me privately, feel free to give me a call at 216-691-1233. And just remember that we're doing half-hour consultations for $90. That's the bargain of centuries, I've been told. So, okay. I love you all. Have a wonderful week. Look for the miracles. Have a wonderful, happy new year. Stay safe. And if you're going to drink, don't drive. And be sure and tell the ones that you love them, including yourself. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of this wonderful program of Akashic Wisdom by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a miracle-filled week, folks. I love you. This is Donna Fox. Bye-bye.